I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by Kevin Byrne of the Irish Sun. Kevin, we're going to discuss Jason Quigley, who was in action last night. Defeat for the Madison Square Gardens. What did you make of his performance?
I thought it was a really good performance. I think it's probably the best we've seen of Jason Quigley in the professional ranks. And I know that probably sounds unusual to say, given that he lost by, you know, 12 points on one of the cards and 8 as well, with 4 knockdowns, technically. So that sounds like a strange thing to say that it's the best we've seen of Jason Quigley, but I thought it was. It's the first time he's gone 12 rounds in his career. He showed that he has the stamina to do so. He showed he can follow a disciplined game plan, can more or less take punishment, and can put it together in there when he's tested, like his defensive manoeuvres while simultaneously carrying a threat. The cards were very wide. I thought they were far, far too wide. I thought Quigley was well in the fight, and I think most observers would have done. That said, it's always going to be difficult to get a decision in New York against a New Yorker. So I guess the best at that stage you could maybe hope for is that Quigley would come out with his head held high, unhurt, and with a points loss but a positive performance. I think that's kind of what that's the takeaway from last night.
Yeah, and the fact that he lasted 12 rounds against Edgar Berlanga, you know, who's someone who had their sights set on a possible fight with Canelo, will that help Jason's reputation then?
I think he has enhanced his reputation. Berlanga had in the 16 of his first 20 fights had first round knockouts in each one of them. He was on a run of 4 distance fights, and Eddie Hearn, his promoter, who recently signed him with high hopes of setting him up, like you say, with that Canelo fight, he said it's not going to be a successful night for Berlanga unless he ices Jason Quigley. So they were looking to do better than Demetrius Andrade had done against Quigley when he took him out in the second round of their world title fight back a couple of years. So Berlanga didn't improve on that. But that's, you know, perhaps some of that is down to Berlanga being unable to implement his own game plan on Quigley. But a lot of the credit has to go to Jason Quigley himself and his coach Andy Lee for the game plan they came up with. And the way they followed it through, like as the fight progressed, Lee was very happy, very content with Quigley's performance. Berlanga's corner was going crazy. They were losing their collective minds at their man's performance.
Yeah, you mentioned Andy Lee there. Of course, it was the first time Andy Lee was in the corner for Jason Quigley for a fight in America. Do you think that made a big help for Jason in that bout?
I think it probably made a significant distance, yeah, because like Madison Square Garden is Lee's house, effectively. You know, he had some of his biggest wins in his career there. He's seen it all, and he brought another former world champion into the corner as well, in Joey Gamache, who often worked Andy Lee's corner, and now so quickly had the experience of two world champions in his corner for this. And yeah, you could hear the way he was speaking to him between rounds. He was cajoling him, encouraging him, telling him he was doing well, even when Quigley was knocked down in a round, Lee was telling him, you won that round. He's keeping his game face on and keeping him encouraged, because the last thing you want is to get dismayed, because Berlanga's a heavy-handed bully, so you need to be able to believe that you're still in the fight. Even if maybe you're losing a few close rounds on points, you need to believe that there's reason to go on, because it's, you know, his first time doing 12 rounds. And Quigley was a threat throughout the fight. He never really hurt Berlanga, but it always looked like he had maybe the ability to do so. He was cute with his power shots, and he was making Berlanga kind of come towards him, be aggressive. And when Berlanga would launch his big attacks, if Quigley would just take a step back, he could step in then. He was catching Berlanga with a lot of sneaky shots that way, and he was breaking Berlanga's heart ever so slightly. But, you know, credit to the Puerto Rican New Yorker, he finished about quite strongly and did hurt Quigley and score a significant knockdown in the 12th round to pull away. He got another one then after that, but that was kind of Quigley was just took a bit of a knee under some heavy bombs and saw out the fight. And it would have been desperately unlucky for him not to be able to see out the fight. And it looked like in the 12th round maybe that was going to be the case, a 12th round stoppage. So I'm happy for Quigley that he managed to see it out.
Yeah, and we mentioned, of course, it's the first time Quigley's gone 12 rounds. Does that help him in future bouts, the fact that he can show that he can now go 12 rounds?
I think absolutely, yeah. I think it's a widely held belief that Quigley probably put in his best performance last night. Like the long-time ESPN journalist afterwards said that I've seen Jason fight for many years. Even though he lost, it's the best I've seen him. Maybe he could return to middleweight and make a run if he can box like that. Andy Lee has done great with him. I'm not so sure Quigley's going to return to middleweight. I think he's probably quite content at his new weight of super middleweight. But there's a number of options out there for him if he does decide to go. I'm sure like himself and Lee will be looking at it going, right, we did a lot of things good. there's a couple of elements we could improve on. It's our first 12-rounder together. They probably feel that they can come back and improve on that, get bigger results. There's a couple of fights back here closer to home. There's from Belfast, there's Paddy McCrory is a super middleweight who's doing really well. He could be a possible fight. He was in the mix. He nearly fought Berlanga himself, but then that fell through and Quigley got the opportunity. That would be a big fight. There's John Ryder, Canelo's last opponent. He's going to be looking for someone to bounce back with and fight. Obviously, he's promoted by last night's promoter, Eddie Hearn, so Quigley would have a working relationship there. There's Billy Joe Saunders, the man who took Andy Lee's world title way back in 2015. He's also looking to come back from defeat to Canelo Alvarez, and maybe Quigley will be a viable alternative there. I'm sure for his next fight, he'll probably go in as the away fighter again. The odds will be stacked up against him. And that's a difficult place for a boxer to continuously go into. But if he's got the heart and the desire to do so, like his heart's not in doubt. But if he's got the desire at this stage of his life, 32, just after his third loss, that's up to him. He's a newly married man with a big career and a big future ahead of him, outside the ropes as well. But on another positive is like Steve Collins had 3 losses to his name before he came back and won a world title. So there's hope yet.
Yeah, and then finally, I suppose, Kevin, do you think Jason could end up getting back to a world title fight and of course, getting himself the world title?
I think the chance of a world title fight is always there for lads like Jason Quigley, because he was competitive against a guy who's surely going to fight for a world title soon. On one hand, it is disappointing that, because I think last night we saw Quigley's best performance. I don't think Berlanga was quite at his best because of what Quigley was able to do to him. And maybe even there's a feeling that Berlanga's come away exposed. And I'm not all that impressed by Berlanga that I think he's going to be a world champion in the next year or two either. So if he's not going to be, and he's beaten Quigley now, I'm not sure Quigley's going to be able to get to that point where he wins a world title, given that the belts are held by Saul Canelo Alvarez. However, opportunity is always open. I think Quigley's in a good place. He's gone the distance there now. He's got Andy Lee. They will attempt to bounce back. Maybe they'll take a few to get back to winning ways. And a guy like him, who's clean cut, always comes to fight, has big heart, big support, will get opportunities as long as he wants them. And like he's not embarrassing himself in there. He's put in a brilliant performance last night and probably won fans around the world. So I think as long as he opts to keep in the mix and can get back to winning ways, there will be other opportunities there to fight for world titles. Whether or not he can win them, I guess it all depends on how far himself and Andy Lee can bring their working relationship, because we saw a big improvement last night, and I think we've seen from Quigley. And if he can improve on that again, another 5 or 10%, who knows what the future can bring.